Having come and gone, I will call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, November 18th, 2024, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Curry.
Here.
Alder Rummel.
Present.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Mayor of Quorum.
Thank you. Our first item of business is general public comment. We have no registrants for that item, so that will take us to disclosures and recusals. Are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, and we can move on to the consent agenda. We will, of course, exclude the closed session item, item 13. And I will note that the recommendation on item 6 should be to place on file without prejudice. Are there any items that members of the body would like excluded from the consent agenda at this time? President Figueroa Cole.
Hi, Mayor, is there anyone there that can give a summary about item 3? About the fees schedule?
Dave, would finance be able to speak to that? Item 3?
If not, I can follow with staff.
I can speak to it. This is really a water utility issue. Oh.
Do we have anybody from the water utility?
I can speak to it.
Mayor, I can speak to it.
Okay. So it sounds like, yes, there's several folks that can speak to it. So we'll exclude item 3. Any other items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda? Seeing none. So then we'll move a consent agenda, which excludes items 3 and 13, and notes that the recommendation on item 6 is to place on file without prejudice. President Figueroa Cole, a motion, please.
Move to adopt the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And then move to item 3. President Figueroa Cole, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. President Figueroa Cole, questions?
Just again, a quick summary of what the fees are about.
So perhaps, Dave, if we could start with you. Oh, or Adam is here. Perhaps.
I can kick it off, and then okay. Adam can probably add the water utility piece of it. So with special assessments, the interest rate is set by the general obligation interest rate that we have, plus a small amount that's added to that. This resolution is responding to a direct situation in a subdivision within the former town of Madison that was brought into the city that has its own sort of water system that is in need of considerable upgrade and repair. The city has secured a safe drinking water loan from the State Department of Natural Resources. And this change would allow the property owners to help to repay that loan at the interest rate that the state will charge us rather than the special assessment interest rate. So it basically becomes a pass-through of that loan to pay for the infrastructure upgrades, and then the property owners will repay that. The users of the water will repay that over time, matched up with what's in the loan provisions from the state. I'll stop there and turn it over to Adam. He can probably speak more specifically to the project.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. You actually hit the nail on the head. I don't really think there's much more to add. The benefit of this is just the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program offers generally a loan rate that's about 60% of the market rate. So that's the benefit for the property owners in this area, to provide a little bit of relief, because this project would qualify for that loan discount through the DNR's program. So we're just trying to utilize that and pass along the savings to the property owners through the special assessment process here.
Okay.
Thank you. That actually helps a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Alder Evers?
Yeah, I'll add, it's not just for repairs. It's to bring these people into the Madison Water system. They currently have their own cooperative, but it's dated, and in order to bring them in, it's going to be expensive for these 100 property owners. We recently passed a change allowing folks with these kind of expenditures to pay off their debt over a 30-year period, not just an 8-year period. And this also reduces the interest rate for this particular project applying for this state loan from around 5% to just over 2%. So this will make it much easier for the Lake Forest Water Utility Board, which is a private collective located in the Arboretum neighborhood in those homes in between the Arboretum itself and Fitch Hatchery, to be able to get them to hook up to the Madison water supply. It's really essential that we're able to assist them in this process.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you all for the explanation.
Thank you, Father. Is there any further questions? If not, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 3. Thank you again, Adam.
Thank you.
And that will take us to item 13, which is our closed session item. President Figueroa-Cole, I'll read it because it looks like you might not be in a position to do so. So when the Finance Committee considers the following matter, it may go into closed session pursuant to Section 19.85 sub 1 sub E of the Wisconsin Statutes, which reads as follows. Deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. If the Finance Committee does go into closed session, notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 19.85 sub 2 of the Wisconsin Statutes that it may reconvene in open session without waiting 12 hours as specified in the statute. If I could have a motion, please, to go into closed session.
Move to go into closed session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to go into closed session. This requires a roll call vote. All those in favor, aye. Those opposed, no. As your name is called, and Dave will please call the roll.
Council President Figueroa-Cole. Alder Revere?
Aye.
Alder Curry?
Aye.
Alder Madison?
Aye.
Alder Evers?
Aye.
Alder Rummel?
Aye.
Council President Figueroa-Cole?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Thank you. So we'll stand in formal and ask any staff that are not necessary for this item to please leave the Zoom. Alders, whether or not you're a member of the body, are welcome to stay. And wait for confirmation that we have stopped streaming.
Recording in progress.
Mayor, Paul is back up streaming in the control room, so we are good to go whenever you are.
Great. Thank you. In closed session, we discussed item 13, which is Legistar 86128, a discussion regarding negotiations with Mandel Group for possible investment of tax increment finance funds into an affordable housing project proposed to be located at 5546 Element Way. The report out of closed session is that the Finance Committee heard a report from staff, discussed the negotiation stance of the city, and gave staff further direction on continuing negotiations. That is the final item on our agenda tonight. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good evening.